All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are doing some Return of Nemea, checking if we're recording, and we are, so let's go ahead and get started. Holy shit!
To your complete shock, the bar is utterly packed with people. Huddled around the bar, ordering drinks, sitting at tables, conversing with friends and strangers, jumbled by the dance floor, busting out their best moves. And each and every one of them was dressed for the occasion, wearing costumes appropriate to the theme of the night.
It worked! It actually worked! Grim!
Excusing herself from someone she was talking to, Sadie races over to you.
So what is it like being in the Shadow Realm? Can you believe it? Look at all the people here! Yeah, I see a lot of shadows! Yeah, tell me about it. It's pretty crazy, huh? Yeah, I thought she looked better in the outfit. Yeah, tell me about it. It's pretty crazy, huh? It really is. I thought we'd get a good amount of people to show up, but this is nuts. And I guess all it took was a good idea and some flyers. Well, not just that. Don't forget our secret weapon. Huh? Secret weapon? Gar! Oh, Catwoman!
Taking you completely by surprise, you almost jump out of your skin.
Whoa, what the fuck? Haha, scared you, huh? Oh, it's Ellie! Suppose I can thank this costume for that. I can't wait to get back on Ellie's path in Lust Theory. That's gonna be great. There's the secret weapon I was talking about. Huh? Oh right, you helped with the flyers, didn't you? Thanks again for that. You're welcome. That would be an understatement. From what she told me, Ellie here really pulled out all the stops to get people to show up. Oh, it was nothing. Like I said, I love this kind of stuff, so it was a pleasure to help out. She's being modest. Not only did she spend two whole days handing out the flyers on the street, she also made a shitload of extra copies to put in people's mailboxes. Seriously? Wow, thanks. Okay. I don't know what to say. You don't have to say anything. I live for this. You did an amazing job, Ellie. Thank you so much. Stop, you'll make me blush. Anyway, I'm gonna go mingle. Let's chat some more later. Definitely.
With a beaming smile on her face, Ellie skips off.
Seriously, how adorable is that girl? She's... I don't know what she is. Still, whatever it is, I'm glad we met her. But there's something I don't understand. What's that? You got here only a few minutes ahead of me, didn't you? How is it so packed in here already? You can thank Vivian for that.
Sadie gestures over to the dance floor where you see Vivian dancing away.
What? I didn't notice. Good lord, Vivian's got an ass. Vivian, I'd hardly call what she has on a costume. Yep, she came here a little early and let everyone in. Guess she had more faith in your idea than she was letting on. Yeah, guess so. Anyway, I got stuff to do. We'll meet back up in a bit, okay? Sure. Go talk to Grace and see if there's anything she needs help with. Alright.
As Sadie disappears into the crowd, you turn to head towards the bar.
Hey! Hey, pretty wild, isn't it? I can still hardly believe it. Well, believe it. I know it might be too soon to say, but I have a hunch this night's gonna be a huge success. I think you just might be right about that. Anyway, where did Grace go? I was gonna ask her what she wanted me to do. I don't know. She's somewhere around here, but in this crowd, don't think I can spot her out. Wow, can't believe I just said that. Hopefully it'll be the first of many times you do. Hopefully. Oh, let me get you something to drink. I'm always up for that. Great, what do you want? Why don't you surprise me? Alright, you got it. It wasn't me. Oh man, that reminds me of an old song.
It was me.
In quite a good mood, Mia prepares a drink for you.
Looking at her beaming smile, you can't help but smile as well. Because it's an expression that is still all too uncommon for her to have. However, tonight she does have it, and it makes you more than happy.
And it's done! Tell me what you think.
Suddenly, Mia freezes. As her words trail off, the huge smile on her face evaporates as you notice her eyes look past you.
Well, Mia? Something the matter?
As if she turned to stone, Mia just stands there, frozen.
Yeah, Mia, is something the matter? Huh?
Turning around to the voice behind you, your jaw almost hits the floor like an anvil.
Kaboom! Emma! Holy fucking shit! That bitch is back! You just about look like you've seen a ghost! You gotta be kidding me! Emma? What are you doing here? I'm here to see my old best friend, of course. Man, it's Satan herself! Why? Aren't you happy to see me? No! I thought you went to super ultra mega jail! Fuck!
Seems as if the night's really going to be a very, very long indeed.
Oh no! Chapter 6.
With her hand still outstretched, Mia simply stands, speechless.
And topless is too.
Barely able to believe that the person standing in front of her is actually there. Actually, here.
Nice to see you too, Grim. It's been a while. Yeah, it has. That looks good. Do you mind? Splash it in her face. Take the drink or let her have it. Man, I want to treat her like such a fucking... Dude, she had an entire family under her control. Like, blackmailing an entire family. This is like the baddest bitch ever.
Grabbing the drink out of Mia's hand, you nurse it closely.
Actually, I do. If you want something to drink, order it yourself. And then pay for it yourself. There won't be any freebies tonight. We're not giving her... Look, I'm not going to be all nice. There's no... I'm going to forgive you. I'm not Jesus. What is it Corey Taylor did a song with Apocalyptica? It's called I'm Not Jesus. I don't forget. And I don't forgive. I'm sorry. It ain't going to happen, lady. Wow, that's not very hospitable of you. Especially after not seeing you all this time. I agree. Maybe you should take that as a hint. What, you don't want me here? I want you here about as much as I'd want a gas leak. Ouch, you say that after the history we had?
With a smirk, Emma gently places a hand on your arm. Noticing this, Mia finally pipes up.
Enough games. What are you doing here? I see you're not one for pleasantries, even if it's with your best friend. You're not my best friend. You lost that privilege a long time ago. I remember, but I thought enough time has passed that we might be able to sort things out. Really? You thought that in your little... pretty little head? No. There's no fucking sorting out. They're sorting your ass out the door. That's what we're sorting out. Get some closure, you know? Yeah, sure. See that door? You can open it and close it. And there you go. You got closure. It's closed. Closure? What makes you think I'd even want such a thing?
Casting her gaze over to you, Emma shrugs.
By the look of it, you did it with him. Would it be really so bad to do the same with me? Don't forget I never did the stuff you did. No? You sure about that? I am. I made mistakes, sure. But... I never intentionally tried to hurt people like you did. Intentional or not, you still did. Like me, you acted selfishly. You went after what you wanted without a thought in the world of how it might affect others. You might hate it. You might hate to admit it, but we weren't all that different. Bullshit. She blackmailed an entire fucking family, man. She had people from the dark web and all kinds of shit messing. Like, she was doing some real fuck shit. Just gotta be real.
Angered, you try thinking of a way to retort what she was saying. But inside, you know she's not entirely wrong.
I don't know. I think she is wrong. Still, that was back then. I believe that with enough time, people can change. And she's like, oh, well, I've changed. I don't know about that, Emma. Because people that usually blackmail people like that into the extent she did, they don't change that often. You saying you have? Trying to. I'm just looking for a chance to prove it. I don't fucking trust her. She's a snake. And if we can go somewhere alone to talk, I can hopefully make you see that too. You're not going anywhere alone. If you want to talk somewhere privately, it'll be the three of us.
Emma looks back to Mia pleadingly.
Mia, I just want a few minutes alone. That's it? Well, Pantera wanted 5 minutes alone.
Taking a moment to consider her request, Mia finally responds firmly.
Fine, but Grimm comes too. Mia, come on, what harm could possibly... It's not up for debate. If you want to talk to me, then you'll be doing it with him by my side. It's as simple as that. Okay, if that's the only way I'll get you to talk to me, then so be it. Good, then follow me. Preferably not like that.
As Mia starts to walk off, Emma looks to you, somewhat perplexed.
I see you've earned back her trust, curious to know how that happened. Still a work in progress. As for you, I wouldn't get my hopes up. She's a lot more guarded than she used to be.
Turning back to Mia, Emma whispers to herself.
Yeah, I see that.
You follow Mia outside where the three of you sit down for a talk.
I mean, that's her fault, by the way. It's Emma's fault that Mia became like that. So, how have you been? Getting by, doing my best to make a life for myself here. Small? Really? We're gonna do fucking small talk? I see. Pretty cool bar you got here. Not mine, but thanks, I guess. Of course, but you know what I mean.
Emma uncomfortably peers over to you, staring right back at her with intense wariness.
So, I guess this is where I ask what you've been up to. Heard you got into some trouble a while back. Yeah, you could say that again. Blackmailing the mayor, Emma. Jesus, what the fuck were you thinking? Clearly I wasn't, and believe me, I paid for it. For less time than I thought. I'd assume you got out early on good behavior, but that couldn't be possible. Wait, you're not a fugitive on the run, are you? Haha, real cute, Grimm. As a matter of fact, I did get out on good behavior, as impossible as it may sound to you. Well, she did go to jail. Good! But going to jail shouldn't have been enough. As Dr. Phil said, they need to have her under the jail. What was it like? Not as bad as I thought it'd be. Oh, I'm sure you were just... It's your kind of people in there. The food sucked. There was hardly any privacy. And my God, those beds were fucking terrible to sleep on. And you deserved every bit of it. But. Other than that, it was all pretty chill. It was a minimum security prison after all, so we're treated relatively well. Ugh, they should have had her in a fucking... What is that? Not a maximum security... Yeah, fucking maximum security prison, what they should have had her in. So no gangs, forced sexual encounters, or people getting shanked? Nope, at least not while I was there. That's good, I guess. When did you get out? Almost 2 weeks ago now. Wow, that recently, huh? Must feel good to have your freedom back. It does, but at the same time, I didn't have a lot to go back to. Not like I could go home after what happened. Not sure if I can ever show my face in that town again. Nor should you. You've been exiled from that town. You made your bet, Emma. You won't get much sympathy from me. That's both the guy reading and the main character. We're both in agreement here. That's fine. I'm not looking for it. I made a lot of mistakes and I paid the price. I accept that. However, now I'm just trying to start over like you have. Like you both have. And I'd like to think that me being here shows that. Because truth be told, you're the first person I thought of seeing when I got out. Because you were my best friend. Maybe even my only friend. That doesn't fucking track for me.
Clearly taken aback by Emma's honesty, you see a sparkle of a tear form in Mia's eyes.
And yet you still decided to toss it all away. I know I did. It's the biggest mistake I ever made, and that says a lot because I've made a shitload of them. Still, I'm asking for a chance to make it up to you, to prove that I can still be the friend that you deserve. Oof. Man. That's like where I'm gonna have to talk to her and say, you know, we need to go have a think on this. This is something that, you know, we'll call you if we feel some need to reconcile anything. I'm sorry, but that's not something where I'm just gonna be like, oh, okay. No. She did way too much fuck shit. And despite the fact that she went to prison and did her time, I respect that. However, that doesn't mean you could just fall right back into the good graces of Grimm and Mia. It's not gonna fucking happen, lady. Wish I could believe you, I really do, but as far as I'm concerned, what you did is unforgivable. And I don't know if I'll ever be able to move past it, nor should you. I don't think it's possible to move past what she did. I totally understand, and I won't blame you if you can't. Just let me try at least, that's all I'm asking for.
Unsure of what to say, Mia looks to you for guidance.
What do you think, Grimm? What would you do? I think you need to protect yourself and protect your well-being. Plus, to be honest, I still think Emma's a threat to that. So no, I don't think you should risk giving her another chance. Too much damage has already been done. Irreparable damage! Still, that's just my opinion. What matters most is what you think. Yeah. I understand you feeling that way, but don't people deserve second chances? I think you of all people would agree, no? Like I told you, our situations were completely fucking different. Fine. Still, people can change. All I'm asking for is an opportunity to show that to you, Mia. Please. I don't know. Then let me try and convince you. If you still don't believe I'm being sincere after that, so be it. I'll leave town and you'll never have to see me again. Although this time we talk alone. There are things I want to say that I'm not comfortable telling in front of Grimm. Especially with those judging eyes of his. Is that something we can do? I'm not sure that's such a good idea, Mia. Who knows what? Fine. Fine? You mean we can talk alone for a bit. Still, you have to stand by what you just said. If I'm not convinced by the time we're done, you leave me alone. Forever. Okay, we have a deal. Grimm, do you mind giving us some time alone? Sure. If that's what you want, I respect your choice.
Standing up, you look over at Emma with a cynical stare.
If you need me at any time, I'll be around. Thanks, I'll keep that in mind.
Although you're uncomfortable with leaving them alone, you know there is not much more you can do about it. Mia is a grown woman, and she has the right to make her own mistakes. Because yes, you do still think what she's doing is a mistake. One that has a chance to hurt her all over again. As you walk inside the bar, you see Grace frantically serving drinks to customers.
I'll be with you in a minute, sir. Just gotta serve this person first. Wow, things are really starting to get going. I just hope Grace is able to keep up with it all. Maybe I should go over and offer some help. I'm not the best bartender, but I'm better than nothing. Grimm, there you are. Hey, I see you got your hands full. Need a hand? No, I think I can handle it for now, but a few minutes ago I came by and saw this place completely unattended to. Who's the genius who thought that was okay to do, Mia? Oh shit, sorry about that. Something kinda came up and... Yo, can someone take our order over here? I said I'll be with you in a minute. Please, sir, have a little patience. Sorry, what were you saying? Well, the thing is, an old friend of Mia's showed up, so they went outside to have a talk. Wait, what did you just say? An old friend of Mia's? Wow, whoever knew such a thing existed. I gotta meet this person. Well, we'll see. They had a falling out a couple of years back, so this is actually their first conversation since then. It's a complicated situation. Right, I see. Hey, are you gonna keep chit-chatting over there? I'm dying to get a drink! Okay, I'm coming. Just hold your horses! I gotta get back to it, Grim. Sure you don't need some help? I got nothing better to do right now. Nah, I'm good. Go spend some time with Sadie. I would, but I really don't know where she's gone off to. Oh, well, just go and mingle then. I'm sure you can find something to occupy.
Suddenly, Grace is interrupted by a loud commotion coming from behind you.
What the hell?
Turning around to see what's happening, you spot Ellie by the entrance, waving her arms around, erratically.
What on earth is happening over there? Well, it looks like we've found you something to do. Go see what that girl is hollering about, would you? Yeah, I probably should. I'll see you later.
Deciding you better go see what all the fuss about is, you walk over to her.
You might want to think about cleaning your ears out, pal. Cause like I already told you, it ain't happening. Are you serious? Who gives a shit what I'm wearing? Are you really not gonna let me in because of it? You bet your ass I'm not, now beat it. Whoa, what's all the shouting about? What's happening here? That annoying girl won't allow me to be a paying customer, that's what. Because this annoying fat man didn't want to play by the rules. Fat? What the hell are you talking about? I'm not fat. Yeah, you wish, Tubby. Enough.
Suddenly everyone goes quiet.
Huh? What do you know that actually worked? Sorry, Grim. I just hate when people think they're too good to put in the effort to do what's clearly stated on the flyer. Oh, give me a break. What's the big deal? As long as you get my money, what does it matter? The man's not wrong. People like you think they can just buy their way out of everything, don't you? Typical. People like you? I'm a damn truck driver. Yeah, put some respect on this man's name. Okay, let's just all calm down and take a breath. Ellie, can I talk to you over here for a second? Certainly.
With an arm around Ellie, you take her aside. You spot her quickly turn and stick her tongue out at the disgruntled man.
Ellie? Yes, Grim? What you doing? What do you mean? I mean, why are you getting into arguments with potential customers? Only the ones who think they can just waltz in here and do as they please. But still, they're people who came to, you know, give us their money. Like my mom always tells me, Grim, money's not everything. Well, no, but this entire night is kind of about that, you know? And when I say kind of, I mean the sole singular reason. I know, but rules are rules. If people didn't follow them, there'd be chaos. I agree, but in this case, it's just really one guy who didn't wear a costume. Sure, that's how it starts, but... Then one fat dude becomes two, and then three, and then four, and then five. Exactly, and before you know it, it's 10, and soon even 20. At that point, are we really having a costume party anymore? I'm guessing no? Bingo, and with that, I rest my case. Ellie? Yeah? Let the man in. What? Didn't you hear what I just said? I did. I heard it. I considered it. And to be honest, I'm completely ignoring it. Okay, fine, you're the boss. I mean, not really. In fact, technically, I'm not actually even employed here. But with that being said, I'm still higher on the totem pole than you. So again, we're letting the guy in. All right, you win. Fatso can come in. Thank you, and do me a favor. Please don't insult the customers. It's kind of bad for business. Yeah, noted. And also, the guy isn't fat at all. We shouldn't enable them, Grim.
Slightly bummed by your decision to ignore her argument, Ellie drags her feet back over to the man.
But it's a professional decision. You don't insult the customers, especially, and you don't push paying customers away. That's a problem with a lot of shit. We're not going to go into the sweet baby thing right now. But they pushed a lot of paying customers away, didn't they? You know, you don't do that. Paying customers are important. If you have a business, you want people to give your business money. You don't push them away. That's the last thing you do. Never insult your people and don't push them away. That girl really does take this shit seriously, huh? She practically self-appointed herself the bouncer of the evening. Hello again. So what's happening? Can I come in or not? Well, spit it out.
Gritting her teeth, Ellie manages to quietly spit out what you asked of her.
You may come in. Well, thank fuck for that. It's about time.
With a smug look on his face, the portly man waddles his way past Ellie.
He's not really that fat. But after tonight, who knows if I'll be coming back here with employees such as yourself? I think not. Good, less chance of getting potholes in here from your elephantine feet. Hey, what'd you just say? I said, I hope you have a great night.
She says this with a smile, but does so through gritted teeth. And if she weren't wearing a mask, you'd guess for sure there was a gigantic pulsating vein sticking out of her head. Then she turns back to the door where the increasing line of people were waiting to get inside. And like a strict teacher, Ellie, with her hands pressed onto her hips, barks at them.
Okay, who's next? Come on, let's keep it moving. Damn, talk about big things coming in small packages. That girl's an absolute firecracker. And what do you think you're doing, huh? You call that a costume? Although I'm not so sure it's good for business.
Walking over to Vivian on the dance floor, you hear her giving tips to an awkward-looking guy next to her.
Loosen up, man. Move those arms a little. Sway your hips to the rhythm of the music. Don't just stand there bopping up and down like a dunce. I'm trying, but it doesn't come natural to me. I'm sorry. Don't apologize to me. You're making me feel like a bitch. Just put some more effort into it. That's all I'm asking. Okay, what about if I do this then?
Spurred on by Vivian's encouragement, the dorky guy starts busting moves, flailing his arms around like a lunatic and clumping his feet just as wildly. He makes Vivian step back in what could only be described as disgust.
Oh God, no, just stop that. What? I'm just doing what you told me to. That's not what I told you to do. Holy shit, I almost threw up a little from seeing that abomination. You know what? Fuck it, I didn't want to dance to begin with.
In a huff, the guy storms off the dance floor and somewhere back into the crowd.
Well, can't say I didn't try. Certain people are simply beyond help. You sure have a way with words, don't you? Grim, hey! So what do you think of all this? Pretty cool, right? Yeah, it is. I heard you even helped get it all set up. I'm impressed. I have my moments now and then. Yeah, looks like you just had one right now. Oh, you saw that, huh? Don't worry about it. That guy will go off for a bit to lick his wounds, but eventually come back stronger than ever. Unless he doesn't, in which case I'm not too bothered by it. Didn't think you'd be. Hey, you want to dance? Me? I don't know, Vivian. Not really my thing, you know? That's fine, I can teach you. Come on, it'll be fun! Oh, you'll teach me, will you? Does that mean I'll be running off the dance floor 5 minutes from now in tears? Tears of joy, maybe. Once I show you how to move, all the ladies will want a piece of you. As good as that sounds, I don't... Just get over here!
Grabbing your hand, Vivian pulls you into the center of the dance floor.
Okay, let's see what you can do. First things first, I want you to put your hands on my hips. And you dip, I dip, we dip. There's no getting out of this, is there? Nope. You might as well get some enthusiasm into you. Now, hands on hips. She sure is excited about dancing with me, and she's being weirdly nice, too. It's actually kind of nice.
Smiling at you, Vivian then puts her hands on your shoulders.
Huh, what do you know? What? Your shoulders, they feel more defined than I thought they would. You haven't been working out lately, have you? Okay, now you're really starting to weird me out. What's up with you? What? I'm just asking a question. First you encourage me to dance with you, then you compliment my shoulders. Where did the cynical, nihilistic Vivian that I know and don't love go? She's taking a break tonight. And why's that? Because look around. For the first time in a long while, this place is actually packed. And if that isn't a reason to be upset, upbeat, then I don't know what it... Wow. Okay, so that was their problem. So let me do the whole fucking line again. And if that isn't a reason to be upbeat, then I don't know what is, right? Actually, I couldn't agree more. Good. Now shut up and dance with me.
Holding on to you, Vivian begins to gently sway her hips as she steps forward.
Just follow my lead, okay? We'll take it nice and slow. Got it.
Moving back and forth to the beat of the music, you and Vivian start dancing. While you've never been much for dancing in the past, you were quickly finding it to be surprisingly enjoyable. And it was with Vivian of all people.
Good, you're doing well. So now that you've got the most basic move under your belt, why don't we try something else? Something else? What were you thinking? I don't know, anything in particular you'd like to do? I don't know. We're gonna leave it off here. Because things are getting really heavy with drama. Like, I stuck to my guns. I do not fucking like Emma. I don't care that she spent time in jail. She's a bitch. She was the villain of the entire first game. And she was horrible. So, yeah, I'm not gonna... It's okay. It's fine. No, I'm not gonna do that. Alright, so at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'm gonna be out of here for Grimm's Uncanny Valley with Returning to Mia. I gotta go to bed, and we'll see you next time with some more Returning to Mia. So stay tuned.